Okay, I don't study stars at all. I study the planets in our solar system. What I like to do is I send spacecraft out behind a planet or moon in our solar system. See the Cassini spacecraft going behind Saturn's moon, Titan, there. Then I listen to the radio signal from the spacecraft as the spacecraft goes out of view behind the planet or moon there. As the radio signal is propagating through Titan's environment, its properties get affected a bit. So things like the frequency of the signal, the amplitude of the signal, the linear polarization of the signal, those all get affected by passing through the planetary environment there. So you can use changes in those observable properties to infer things like the neutral density of the planet's atmosphere, plasma density in its ionosphere, magnetosphere, and the magnetic field in the plasma environment as well. I'd like to do that of planets outside our solar system, but I can't send spacecraft out there. So I'm interested in exploring what happens if you replace the Titan there with an exoplanet, replace the spacecraft with a star, have the exoplanet transit in front of the star. Are there sufficiently well-behaved stellar radio emission features that could be observed as the star passes, as the planet crosses in front of the star, that you could start to measure interesting properties of the planet's environment there? I could go into the library and read a lot about stellar radio properties. That's too much effort, so I've come to this conference instead. Hopefully I'll be able to talk with some of you and learn a bit more about potentially suitable features, things with stable and narrow frequencies or strongly linear polarized features as well. Thank you.
Last one for whom we have a slide today is Andrew. Do we have any questions? Comments? Please.
I'll give a quick comment. We do a lot of this type of work in the X-ray, which we've talked about as being tied to the radio. It's tricky, but HD189733 is a close X-ray active star. It might be one to start thinking about. The trick is that the star rotates at a different period than the planet, so the active regions will not necessarily line up. So that's going to make a difference.